What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? You tuned into the Money Stacks podcast. I'm your host, Money Stacks. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for rocking with me. Thanks for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you here with me. Through this trying times, this COVID-19 crap, it's taking a lot of our people away. But I hopefully it's sharpening our minds. Hopefully it's making us get our spirits up, building our immune systems, you know. Time to continue to learn, teach yourself, teach your children, and just be a force in this world. Stop being dormant. It's time to stand tall, stand on something, and be all you can be. Yeah, man, so OnlyFans, man, that's the topic right now, man. This OnlyFans shit is booming. One thing I gotta say, man, you know, females have been the leader in entrepreneurship, in my eyes, for as long as I can see. But they haven't been too witty. But now, this day and age, man, I feel like the females is winning. They hustling. They out hustling niggas. Like, they selling ass, pussy, head, weaves, eyelashes, eyeglasses, panties, bras, mask, gloves, coats, meet and greets, hostings, with the whatever the fuck you could think of, they pumping it. And they pumping that shit hard body. They getting to that bag. These women, man, they getting to that chicken, that moolah, that scratch, whatever you want to call it, they getting to it. Shit, motherfucking Beyonce even talking about OnlyFans. You got all these celebrities out here. You know, they out here like, yo, I'm about to give me an OnlyFans. So I'm just saying, like, if you caught up, I mean, if you fucked up, you trying to get caught up on some bills, trying to get some money. It's a lot of streams out here, a lot of revenue streams to get you some paper. So don't be pigeonholed, my people. Let's get to this bag. I'm sipping on some good Bacardi right now. I ain't even supposed to be drinking, but fuck it, man. It's been some crazy weeks. Had a crazy day today. My family. You know, that's the most entertainment in the world. Like, that's the best entertainment. Like, my family, like, just regular shit. Because, you know, we so used to watching TV and reality shows these days. So when, like, regular family shit or just shit I could see live, it's the best. Is like, yo, ain't nothing out here, you know, other than like some violence. Other than that, I'm pretty cool with it. Like, I can handle it, you know, arguments, snapping. Like, man, I've seen some foul, fucked up shit, you know, witnessed it, been a part of it. So it's like, nowadays, I'm embracing becoming an elder statesman. You know, I'm embracing just regular cool shit, like just being able to walk to the bathroom, go to the refrigerator, shit like that. Like, that shit is just like, it's priceless to me right now, man. I ain't caught up with all the bullshit, you know. I do got an ego, but when I'm at home, I'm regular, I'm chilling, I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's what people don't understand about me. Let the cat out the bag. When I'm outside, yeah, I do boast and, you know, let my ego show or interviews and shit like that. But when I'm at home, I'm a regular person. Like, when I'm around my mom or some shit like that or family, I'm regular. Like, I'm not on no Hollywood shit. I ain't on no whatever shit. I'm just cool. And, like, so a lot of people, you know, they'll call me or they'll, you know, message me or whatever. And they think they speaking to Money Stacks, but I'll be like, yo, and sometimes I don't understand that. So this is helping me understand that. Like, a lot of times I got to know who to be, because sometimes it be vice versa. Like, I might be somewhere and I'm Money Stacks and I shouldn't be. And a lot of times I should be, you know, my regular self, and it's just like, it's not too complicated, but just for other people, it becomes complicated. Like, they don't know who or how to speak to me And I, you know what I mean? It's just crazy, you know what I mean? And I'm starting to learn that shit now, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I do got a certain status and I do have to know how to talk to people in a way where they can understand and respect me. You know what I mean? Because a lot of times I may be talking to somebody and they may hear the ego and be like, oh, shit, like, what you on some other shit. And it's like, nah, I'm really standing my ground. Like, you really talking to me as Money Stacks. So now I'm talking back to you as Money Stacks. Whereas people will talk to me as Money Stacks but want the answer not as if I'm Money Stacks. Like, they just want a regular person answer. But it's like, you talking to me like I'm Money Stacks. So I got to give you the answer like that. Now, if you talking to me on some regular shit without the titles and the music and all the whatever, whatever, then I could probably talk to you in that manner. You know what I'm saying? So anybody out there, if y'all, you know, conversate with me, just know how to approach me. You know what I'm saying? Or anybody on a business level or a personal level. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to look for this bud. I need to roll the fuck up. So if I take a minute or two to pause, I'm looking for the motherfucking bud. You know what I'm saying? I found two different kinds, so let's see what this should do. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, this COVID shit still going on. We still at it. Still out here. Peace to everybody, you know, surviving, getting through it. I just wanted to touch on making some money today, you know what I'm saying? Just get everybody to focus on the dollar. Like, we should be out here learning how to generate our money. And I just wanted to highlight the women. Like, women are very, very much active out here these days. Like, it is going down. They going to school, CNAs. Like I said, they selling pussy. It's going down. I'm fucking tempted to get me an OnlyFans. Like, shit, I want money from everywhere. Because I ain't going to lie, a lot of my shit, I ain't going to lie, my money ain't really slow up. It's just the channels and ways to get it. It's like I got to go through other ways now. But I always been a hustler. Always been somebody that figured it out. So, guess I got to figure it out. You know what I mean? Stay active, stay working out. Can't let my gut get big. Gotta do the ab work, y'all. Gotta do that ab work. Gotta do that ab work. Get that ab work going. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that calorie counting and shit. Like, yeah, you could do that, but just don't overeat. Stay active. You know what I'm saying? You should be all right. Do you some cardio. Run, ab work, you know, plank, shit like that. Just watch what you eating. If you eating less and you working out, shouldn't be gaining a whole lot of weight, man. That's just the bottom line. It's not a fucking mystery. It is not a fucking mystery, people. You know what I'm saying? But back to these females, though, like, yo, I'm so fucking happy, like, because for a minute, you know, especially growing up in a single mom parenthood, you always watching your moms hustle, and sometimes they be trying to figure out new ways, and as they get older, they start to, you know, forget about who they were. It's like, for a while, that shit has been passed down from generation to generation. You have women just giving out their daughters some lame excuses and ways to live. And it's like, now that we got this pandemic, money short, all around the board, some, you know, women are the first thinkers. So they like, shit, man, look, daddy, I could start this page up, get this money. That's what I want to talk about. Like, if y'all here listening to me, let me know. Talk back to me. I talk nice. But fellas, if your lady said, look, I'm going to make this OnlyFans, Gotta get it popping. We need money. And she making $50,000 a week. But 10 of that is from the OnlyFans. Let's keep that 100. The other 40, she might have to meet up with some people, man. And do something strange for a piece of change. Now, like I said, she making $50,000 a week. $50,000. You gonna let her go do what she need to do, or you gonna stop that and say, nah, we just ain't gonna have that $50,000. Fellas, talk to me. Ladies, talk to me too. Are you gonna do that? Are you willing to go get that 50? Or you like, nah, we cool. We just gonna struggle. You know, I'm gonna look for some jobs. What's gonna be the haps, fellas? What's going down? How we doing this? How are we gonna do this? Are we gonna let the ladies? And ladies, are you gonna let your dudes? I mean, not let, but you know. In a relationship, it's a somewhat of a compromise, I should say. You know what I mean? So is that going to be a factor to, like, to fuck your relationship up? Like, you know, motherfucker might say, man, it's over. You get that OnlyFans, it's over. You start showing that dick and showing how we get down, it is over. Some ladies... they may get on that shit and be like, nigga, you ain't making enough. You gotta get out there and get that chicken. Shake that ass. Show that ass. Whatever you gotta do, nigga. I just wanna know, is it profitable and is it respectable to get OnlyFans? MoneyStacksPromo@gmail.com. Hit me up with your answers. Or, you know, hit me up on Twitter, MoneyStacks. DM me. Let me know. My handle is MoneyStacks on Twitter. Let me know what y'all thinking about this OnlyFans. Let me know what you thinking, period, about this time. What we going through. How we can survive. You know, some places there's shortages of meat, they saying. You know, I've been stopped eating meat for about 2-3 years now. Probably once a year I might dabble in, you know, some beef or whatever, pause. But it might be time everybody just start being vegans. You know, we're gonna save money, we're gonna eat healthy, be better people, putting living organs in our body instead of that dead meat. This is a lot to think about. You know, when I was growing up as a youngster, it was a lot of 5% talk coming out from the Muslim factors and, you know, your ways and actions was always a thing that stuck out. They always talked about the 5% people. They always talked about, like, your ways and actions. And as a kid, I never really understood that shit. But now it's like your ways and actions. What you doing? How you eating? How you living? Can't wait till you 40, 50, 35. Like, oh, I was eating bad. I was doing bad. They had McDonald's, da da da. None of that matters right now. I'm glad my kids is getting to see this because I've been preaching this shit for a while. You know, just do right, live right, eat right, be right. Now they getting to see, like, shit. It almost looked like you being fat, just trying to run to the nearest fast food place at this time in days is like, damn, I could have went to the supermarket. I need to save money, but they giving out stimulus. People still going to work, making money. So they really not seeing, especially young people, they not seeing the avenues that they need to go down. Like, nah, I shouldn't be going to the fast food place. I should be stockpiling, saving my money. You know, this is the beginning stages of this. We don't know how far this could go. So it may be worse and make it worse than worse. So let's not look at the news and see Atlanta getting to be open to the public. Places in the South are starting to open up. I think it was Fort Lauderdale or Miami, one of them places in Florida. They let the beaches open. It's like, let's not watch these media outlets and think that it's time to be stupid in this day and age. No, it's time to be smarter than ever. It's time to not give a fuck about whatever you've been taught that was bad. It's time to be wiser. It's time to say, hold up. I need to really learn how to grow tomatoes or potatoes or whatever the case may be. I may need to get a chicken and build a chicken cage and learn how to do a little agriculture on my own land if you have land. Because, see, I'm speaking from a place where I do have acres of land. But it just dawned on me that everybody doesn't. And it's like, wow, that's crazy in itself for me to even be thinking like that. Because I come from the city. I come from New York City, Harlem. But I haven't actually lived in Harlem for quite some while. So I guess now that I'm in my home and I can't move around, I haven't really thought about that. And that's kind of selfish because I have family that lives in the city. And I'm just thinking like, wow, like how would they be, like, it would be, it's crazy. Like, I never even thought about that. But like, what would everybody have to go to the park or, and try to build or try to plant stuff? And they'd be like, well, I'm taking that. You're getting robbed. So it's like, whoa. If you live in a major city, please comment to me and tell me just how impactful this virus is right now in your predicament, in your market, in your area, because it's different everywhere. And we need to talk about that because, you know, a lot of people that's in rural areas have different outlooks on this. They're saying, let's stay together. Let's stay in the house. Let's let it pass. People in the city like, no, I want to get out. I want to move around. I'm stuck in this box. There's nowhere for me to do the things that y'all advertising on TV. I don't have land. I don't have dirt just laying around me. And it will get to a point where people will be robbing and stealing even plants. Because, like, how far can you plant your stuff from the other person's plants that they won't just take it? So it is a lot of big concerning issues that up until today I never really even thought about. You know? My mom lives in the city, so it's like, whoa. She's an older woman, so she gets to go into the supermarket first and things of that nature. But what if they don't even have nothing in the supermarket? I might have to be Superman to get the moms. And this is going out before Mother's Day. Yeah, this episode will be out before Mother's Day weekend. So if this reaches you ladies by Mother's Day, please and thank you for your services and blessings. If you're a mother and a good mother, and happy Mother's Day, and have a blessed Mother's Day, and continuously to have those days daily and yearly. Blessings to all the mothers, and especially to those deceased. Let's just have a moment of silence for all those mothers and caretakers that's gone. Thank you, just for blessing those that are not here with us. We just want to send our blessings up. And on that note, you know, I want to say RIP, Grandma. Miss you. Love you. That's just a special shout out from me, Grandma. Love you. To both of my grandmothers, actually. Love both of y'all. Happy Mother's Day. Working on some new music. I just dropped that Never Bite the Hands. I mean, Never Bite the Hand. I'm bugging. I put an S on it. Never Bite the Hand EP. 4 tracks on there, depending on where you get it. I know on Bandcamp, it's the bonus track, 4 tracks. On the regular streaming services, it's 3 tracks. So depending on where you go. Support, though, I thank you graciously and highly. Please continue to rock with me. Money Stacks, you know. I'm trying to build the empire here. It's independent. I'm trying not to fall under those bad habits and mistakes that other people made. A lot of people look to me for guidance and education in this game, and I try to give it to them the best way I could. So, you know, sometimes people be wanting, like, answers right then and there and, you know, results right then and there. It's like, yo, you got to first understand the information that I give you. And a lot of people don't be in a place to even receive the information correctly because they looking for the wrong results. So I tell you, independent artists all day, know what you're doing, know what you're getting into before you invest your money and your time and your thoughts, because a lot of moves I see are being made backwards and sideways and not going forwards. Going to be a lot of deceit and hate coming from those decisions. So I just, you know, right now I'm starting to backpedal and say, hold up, all right, I got to work with fewer artists. And even if it's one at a time, because, you know, I try to juggle like three and four, and it's like I see a lot of them straying away. And I'm trying to understand why. Because I'm watching what you're doing and I'm not seeing no numbers, no traction, no anything. It's like you don't even want to listen. So I heard something valuable today from this female. She said a lot of people just not ready to listen. And they think they know the answer before you tell them. In so many words, she said that. And I was like, yeah, you know. I thought it was just something I could kind of like correct in people. And it's like, I can't do it. There's no way. They just not even at the point of being ready for that. So you can't go. I can't take you to the next step because you're not even ready to move on. And it's hard to digest that. But it's like I do, because I get it's like I try to push people forward. But it's like, you're not even ready for me to push you yet. And now I understand what, you know, industry leaders, like CEOs of record labels and, you know, just companies per se, is like, they don't even have the time to tell you you're ready. You just won't even get in. And I never understood that with some companies when I was trying to work with them. I was like, damn, they ain't even answering me back. I got an answer from such and such. I ain't get an answer from these people. And I'm like, why did the other people didn't answer me? And it was real. Like, it wasn't even no need to answer me. It was no need. So before you get into trying to get a record deal and trying to get a radio spin or just trying to advance, be real with yourself and understand where you at. And stop the shenanigans and stop trying to look big and stop trying to even look like you know what you're doing. If you don't know, cease. Stop it. Let's reevaluate. Let's get some consulting. Holla at me, moneystackspromo@gmail.com if you need it, and I'll be at you. Or ask anybody that you could get with, but please, 2020 and beyond, let's start focusing on our visions and getting it clearly. I'm your host, Money Stacks. Thank y'all for tuning in. Follow me on Twitter at Money Stacks, on Instagram at Money Stacks 149ER, and also Money Stacks Media on Instagram. Holla at your boy. Thank y'all for tuning in. It's about to be the weekend. Holla at your boy 100.